Blog Talk Radio.
Night in the USA. Thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. This is Wednesday's Matters of the Heart, broadcasted on Saturday night. I did not broadcast this past Wednesday show, not Thursday, but I did broadcast on Friday, celebrating the third anniversary, 2011, March 21st. introduced, premiered Culture Shock Entertainment, of course, right here on blogtalkradio.com. An arm of Culture Shock Entertainment. In the early 90s, like 91, I created BCW Productions and Management. And then not too long after that, I decided to change the name to Culture Shock Entertainment. And that's been the name. And a few years ago, I've been in radio before. In the 90s, I worked at WMPR 90.1 as a volunteer and on staff and on air personality. But, and, you know, done on other things. I love beauty and fashion, which all of you know, sports. I'm a political enthusiast. I am an independent, open-minded Republican. I'm promoting all the candidates. We have a special memorial election going on, scheduled for April the 8th. Our fantastic mayor, whom I voted for and supported wholeheartedly, even as our Ward 2 city council person, the late mayor Chokwe Lumumba passed away a few weeks ago. His son is running, so I've signed up to volunteer, but I have enthusiastically been doing whatever I can, spreading the word and sharing any and all information regarding him, but then also spreading all information that I receive regarding all the other candidates. My mind is decided, and it's a hard decision, too, because friends of mine, like Senator John Horn, an amazing politician, attorney, advisor, Republican-friendly, Margaret Barrett Simone, who my mom and I have been longtime since she won for office, running a lot of fabulous, but I really feel for the undecided. So, you know, I'm doing my best to provide information that I receive regarding the candidates. I received a mail today from Tony Yarbrough. And I had opportunity to first meet him when he was campaigning to become city council person for Ward 6. That's the ward that my brother lives in. And we have good news, guys, ladies. Thank you so much for your prayers, my on and offline friends and listeners of the show. I shared with you on Friday that my nephew had disappeared almost a year ago and that he has been on the missing list Missouri Highway Patrol and Ferguson, Missouri PD's missing list. Well, he's been located, you know, alive and working in California. So I thank you guys for your prayers and your support and all of that. I've had friends to be missing and to be found exactly doing what my nephew's doing, doing their thing, and or, you know, passed away. Thankfully, there's a good ending to that story. And I had mentioned on Friday that we will be talking about, because you all know I do just one thing. I believe in sharing information regarding Amber Alerts and missing people, and if it's through my friend, Facebook friends, or real life, you know, offline friends, or through the media or whatever, I like to provide and share and post and mention those that are missing. The little girl in Camden, Mississippi, outside of Canton, Mississippi, still missing 3 weeks. A $20,000 reward for her being located, still out there. What happened? Just vanished in thin air? What happened? You know, where is she? I hope she's found alive and unharmed, most definitely. You know, so Tuesday's show, we'll be talking about missing in the USA and throughout the world, because networking with my friends in the U.K., oh, man, the U.K. is dealing with a lot of missing people. And I thank Ebony Empress also for showing her concern and support also as I share it with you guys, the experience that I was dealing with my nephew. I dealt with the experience with friends and friends that have been found okay and friends who have been found you know, deceased or murdered or whatever, and that's not a good feeling. So as I shared that with you guys, I just thank you so much, and keep me updated regarding loved ones that you are praying for or who are missing or happy ending stories or those that, you know, you still need closure for regarding their been missing. But on Tuesday, and please call in because that is an important topic. On Tuesday, we'll talk about missing in the USA, and also, you know, maybe Ebony might call us and we'll talk about those that are missing in the UK. But I network with a lot of people, so I get a lot of information regarding missing in the UK. Wow. And throughout the world. I mean, we're dealing with the Malaysian plane. And, you know, every time we hear of something, the debris or some type of hope of answers being provided for us regarding what happened, we hit a brick wall. And just continuing to pray for the loved ones, for the spirits of those and the souls of those that are or on that plane or on that plane, but most definitely for the loved ones who are patiently, and some are just about to go crazy, wanting to know some answers. It has been forever since that Malaysian plane, Boeing 777, right, has disappeared. And we're going to talk more about that too next week. What are some of the theories that you think, what do you think happened? Do you think that it was just a mechanical mishap and the system just shut off? Or do you think it was a hijack? Do you think it was, you know, some of the news reports that the pilots might even have been on, you know, commit suicide mission? These are some crazy theories. Now, one of my theories and my you guys know I'm out there, UFO. You know, UFO. I'm like, could it have been a UFO experience? You know, that's what I'm saying. And my mom was like, no. She said it might have been hijacked. You know, like hijacked. But it probably wasn't like UFO experience. But we don't know. My mother and my sister and I, and you guys have heard this story a thousand times with me, but we seen the UFO that we seen. And if you go back to that show back in, it was one of the first shows that I broadcast, and I sketched. You guys know I'm an artist, and I'm a designer. I sketch and draw and stuff like that. I hadn't I'm pulling out my creative side, you know, because really my creative side is my bread and butter, too. And so, the Lord, you know, the Lord blesses us. We have to utilize our talents. But, you know, I sketched out that UFO, and that was back in 76, 77 or whatever. And that was a humongous UFO. I can just imagine what type of UFOs is this today. That UFO was just, enormous. You know, enormous. And I feel like it happened. My mom, my sister, too. It's so weird. That was 30 years ago. And it still feels, you know, it feels like it happened the other day or something. But what are some of your theories regarding what happened to that Malaysian plane? You know, what happened? And we know that the different governments from different countries are doing their job and must commend them, and we must continue to pray for them to do their job. They also win debris. I heard a man, and this is a theory that my mother said that maybe if hijacked or mechanical problem, maybe it didn't explode. Maybe it just dropped to the ocean and travel to the bottom of the sea. This evening I'm watching Fox or one of these networks. I want to be accurate. Expert, he said, and really the first time I really heard the way he said it, that it might have landed in the ocean and drifted to the bottom of the sea. And if that's the case, you know, and in any case, the rescuers, the ones that will get everything together, they need to be safe too, and do their best to recover any debris, any people, any bodies, but at the same time remain safe in doing their job. So we must continue to pray for our armed forces, the Navy, the government, and the media, common everyday people who are researching and doing what they can. I had seen a news report a few days ago where a rocker whom I love so much, Courtney Love, had spotted some info on our website somewhere regarding the debris. That was before the debris story had broken the other night. But it's just amazing. That's something that's, and we have March Madness going on, so we have a lot to talk about within the coming week. Many of you sports lovers know, and NFL lovers, I know so many Steelers fans. I love the Steelers too, but you guys know my favorite top two teams. And when I fell in love with the Cowboys was when they lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl when I was a little girl. I'm sure many of you know by now that Lance Moore is a Steeler now. He's not with the Who Dat Nation anymore. He's with the Steeler Nation now. But sending much love to Lance. He's just amazing. Number 16. Well, Who Dat Nation definitely will miss him. But congratulations to Mike Vick, because he's a Jet now. And so congratulations to Mike Vick. Mark Sanchez might have a new gig now. I don't know. Because I haven't seen any NFL reports regarding him tonight. So I do understand that he was released, and I seen a headline saying that the controversial Michael Vick is now signed with the Jets. But I had seen on Twitter where he was, tweeting some pretty awesome things on Twitter last night. But I like his tweets anyway. Matter of fact, I need to visit his website that he shared a couple weeks ago regarding some health supplements, weight loss supplements. So I thank him. I must definitely visit that website. But I thank you. Hey, you guys. You know, Ryan Seacrest on air, Ryan, is running this promo. Those of you that are experts at the Nene, that dance craze, I know there's many here in Jacktown that they can Nene like crazy. And you guys know that I've, been like talking to Ryan, my virtual media mentor, and like Wendy Williams, a boyfriend and friend in her head, my boyfriend in my head. I would like for American Idol to add Jackson, Mississippi, or a city in Mississippi at least, Vicksburg, Biloxi, or whatever, to the audition list. But, let's make some excitement, those of you all across the country and world, if you're an expert at the Nene, period. But I'm trying to encourage my peeps here in the local area of Jackson. Enter this contest. Post a YouTube video of you or your friends or whatever doing the Nene. Post it, and I think the hashtag is like, "Hey Ryan, this is how I do the Nene." Or you can email it to on air, Ryan. Visit the website, ryanseacrest.com, for the proper instructions, because they definitely want quality video, because what's going to happen is Ryan and Kiss 102.7 FM in L.A., they love to make, like, fun videos. Like, they really made this cool anniversary video for Ryan and official Ellen K celebrating 10 years of on-air Ryan. So we're using Pharrell Williams' song, Happy. So they're going to put together the videos and make a video of the best, the best minute doing the Nene. So definitely good. I would love to see some people that I know and don't know doing an awesome job. My sister says that we live in the same household, but I haven't seen my little niece, who looks just like me when I was one. My little niece can do the nay-nay, I hear, but, you know, I'm not going to put her on video without their permission, but they have the information if they want to put on video. And I thought about if I made it to the park in my neighborhood tomorrow, but it doesn't look like it. I've been spring cleaning like crazy. Right before airtime, took a meditative bath, shampooed my hair. I'm doing a show right now with wet hair, and I'm just gabbing away. We haven't talked the first about adult reading and the other topic of preventing problems and dealing with problems within one's love and romances. And you brought the same way, hey, you're not romantically involve anyone, but I have been in a relationship. I have been successfully married for a brief time, twice. If I get married a third time, I definitely would like for it to be a successful one. And then if I'm just out there dating or in a exclusive romance, I like to know the do's and don'ts of, you know, of preventing disagreements and arguments and dealing with problems, because we all have our ups and downs, and we, as individuals, and then collectively, if you're a couple, and then dealing with your loved ones and family and friends and peers, you deal with problems, and sometimes we have problems that we deal with on our own, and you don't want those problems or situations to affect the quality of your romance and relationship. So the 30-minute live stream has stopped on the show. So I guess I started the show like 8 minutes tardy. So I have about 10, 15 minutes. And so I'm going to do my best to get things in. This is, I guess, a commentary-style show. If you called in, because the studio screen wasn't up, I was looking at emails. But if on Wednesday we're going to continue the discussion, and talk about popular reads, adult reads. I'm going to talk about my friend Demetrius Ekmatis, whom I talk about often, but I'm going to talk about her books. And I do need to finish reading her books. But what I have read, especially on Confessions of a Call Girl, who she had published 3-4 years ago, I love the book. My attorney has read her recent book, and it's just amazing. But I have all the books, and I'm going to be blogging and recommending, and we'll be talking about some like Zane. Zane's one of my favorite authors. Of course, I know many of us are waiting for next February. Oh, we know what February is about, right? We know what movie is coming. You know, Belinda Boston needs to get on and talk with us about this. And many others, 50 Shades of Grey, you know. And then there are just the erotica poems and literature. And then we're talking about adult reads. It can go from self-help writing, periodicals, books, regarding self-help books. It doesn't have to be just in, it could be fiction or nonfiction. It doesn't have to be just as in erotica novels and poetry and anthologies, but go into depth of reading self-help books and you know, those type of books. Tony Robbins, some of the best experts like Patty Stanger, and so on. So it can go on for some of the best out there. So we can really dig deep. When I first started broadcasting the show, I loved recommending books. And I like it when talking with people in person and people on the show to share with us what are some of their favorite reads. You know, that's something good to know. What are some of the favorite podcasts of some people that you network with in your personal and professional lives? You know, those are interesting topics to talk about with people. I mean, sometimes you say, well, I don't have anything to talk about with this person. There's a lot to talk about and intellectual conversations, fun conversations that one can have as simple discussions, but they can be fulfilling as in what are some of your favorite reads? What are some of your favorite podcasts? You know, and generally, and not dealing with romance. You know, so hey, but man, some of you might know that I am a mystery shopper also, and I just want to shout out to, you know, some of the companies out there that hire mystery shoppers. I've been on both ends, of course. You know, I'm still on both ends because I do still work in sales. And before the end of the year, I promise you guys, I'm working on before the holiday season. I definitely want to open a boutique salon. But, you know, I bought, ever since I was a little girl, my favorite spots have always been Dallas, Jackson, New Orleans. You know, I boutique salon opening before the holiday season. One of the spots before the end of the year, most definitely. Wouldn't it be amazing if I could do all three, though? But, you know, you just have to be realistic. But maybe that's realistic. But, Lord, I'm about to lose my train of thought. But back to what I was saying, and I did lose my train of thought, just getting excited about that right there. But, and I'm excited about the special election that's going on also. Oh, man. Oh, I know what I was about to say. I've been on both sides of, you know, I know working in sales and in a retail management, you know, you never know when a mystery shopper is in your midst. But my thing is, I've been a successful person in sales and marketing since I was a kid. You always treat your customers the same. Like in Pretty Woman, one of my favorite scenes is when the saleswomen in the different boutiques would not help her. But then it was a different situation when after she had dealt with a, you know, after she got assistance from the hotel manager and he was able to connect her with one of his friends to help her shop. But it was so amazing when she walked back through with her Edward and his money, it was a whole nother story. That's a perfect example. It's important to treat all customers right, you know. And I can go on and on and on, but there's something else, you know, we talk about. It's been a theme since the beginning of the show. But I just wanted to say a big shout-out to the mystery, the legitimate mystery companies that match up and assign mystery shoppers and the companies that hire. But must be aware that there are companies out there that are just out there to not do what companies and mystery shoppers they're out there just for greed. And when companies hire mystery shoppers, it's serious business. They won't. Sometimes mystery shoppers are called evaluators, and that's serious business. People want you as a mystery shopper, as an evaluator, to provide them with adequate information regarding your consumer shopping experience at their establishment, if it's online, offline, in all departments, whatever departments your assignment is in, you know. And mystery shoppers, it's a mystery, it's confidential. Mystery shoppers don't tell you, hey, I'm a mystery shopper. You know, I'm talking about when you're on assignment. People do, just like, ah, it's okay for me. It's on my Twitter account, Mystery Shopper. You know? And even as not a mystery shopper, I'm like many of you. I like to come in and let businesses know when, you know, how I feel about my experience. Just like people let us know how they feel about dealing with us in whatever industries that we work in, right? Exactly. So I just wanted to say that because I had an experience recently with a company that provided me with a bogus counterfeit check. And I had seen an assignment like that before a couple of years ago in the Mystery Shopping Association and the Better Business Bureau. We're warning consumers and, you know, mystery shoppers about that type of business. Well, this company seemed like it was legit also, but And wow, it's just amazing. So, you know, I'm not going in more detail about that, but that's amazing right there. I just wanted to share that. Maybe I'll talk about it later, but I've talked about it with people that I need to talk about it with. And, you know, you can get people, that's not cool at all to run fraud businesses in any industry and to hurt people. And when people really need people, you know, really need to do legitimate business, that's not cool to do fraudulent, bogus, crappy things. That wasn't my intention to talk about it, but I'm putting it out there, you know, because that's not cool. It's very hurtful, and it's not good business. And, you know, I'm just going to be quiet right now, but I just wanted to put it out there because I know many other mystery shoppers are listening, companies that deal in legitimate companies that hire mystery shoppers and mystery shopping establishments that are legit. You know, it's just not cool because consumers want to know. Workers like being evaluated, too. I mean, people get promoted. People get in trouble if they're not doing their work properly. People get promotions and raises from information provided by mystery shoppers. And my thing is, I like to do good reports because I know I'm helping somebody. But some of my reports of evaluations are helping people, especially when their report is good, that it's helping them. And then if it's not so good, it's about reprimanding and providing them with information that maybe they didn't know so they can perfect the way they service people. You know, so it's not cool to run fraudulent businesses out there in any industry. It's very hurtful. To me, I just see the word greed. You know, you just want money. You don't care how you get it. And that's not cool because it is hurtful. Again, thank you for being a part of the show tonight. On Monday, we're going to be talking about popular juices and smoothies and green drinks for the springtime, for this time of year. And I have so much information. I hope some of you call in because so many of you drink healthy juices and healthy green drinks and smoothies and all that to talk about that. Because really, I'm looking for like the perfect juices and perfect green drinks that can really heal and can really energize me, you know, and really heal. Now, a product that I do love, and you guys, especially when you're up late night, Napalea. My mother and I, we love Napalea. Napalea is amazing. Just recently, I tried their daily cleanse and then their energy supplement. Perfect. Worked perfectly. Napalea is awesome, and then they have other products, too. Visit their website at Trevita.com, and you'll see the array of products that Trevita Napalea have at Trivita. My Avon website will be back up also real, real soon, more than likely before the end of the week. So those of you waiting for that, thank you also. My time is about to run out. I want to play some more music also. But we're going to so you already know, Wednesday we're going to continue talking about adult reading, hot topics. Love the cover of Vogue, Kim Ye, getting ready for the May 24th wedding. Love the cover. It looks so cute. I've seen a little footage on E! News this weekend, this morning, where even, you know, the daughter was even part of the video that complements the editorial in the cover story of Kim Ye in preparation of their wedding coming up in Paris, France, on May the 24th. You know what? They know they got to do an American wedding too, right? Another Paris French wedding. I know it's going to be so beautiful and sure to be part of the show. And